Pacific Hawaii.
Connecting our voices. Born from the need to feel connected. To voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands. Pacific Hawaii, connecting our voices, lifting every voice higher, on air and online. We're tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacific Hawaii, from the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. We laugh and we learn, we cry and we cheer. Though miles apart, we're always near. The same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, Pacific Hawaii. Every voice higher, stories told side by side, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. PacificHawaii.com.
Kia ora, nā koto kato toa. We are Planet FM 104.6 on a Saturday afternoon. It is great to have you here on PW Live. The unmistakable sound of Annie Crummer with Language. And as we farewell Cook Islands Language Week, which just finished over the weekend, and celebrating 60 years of self-governance with the Cook Islands. Stay tuned, we're coming right back. We'll tell you all about our special podcast we're going to play for you. Coming up. I do hope you are having a wonderful afternoon, and thanks for tuning in. We are Pacifica Wire, PW Live. We're fairly new to Planet FM. This is about our fourth show, so we're really pleased to be here. Myself, Gladys and Gary, and Alyssa, that's the team. And we're very grateful for this opportunity to be bringing this to you live. We're all about connecting our voices across the Pacific and across the country. Now, we're going back to about 2021 when we started this new project of Pacifica Wire, and we were very fortunate to speak to some wonderful, wonderful Pacifica people about the work that they do in their chosen fields. So, seeing that it is Cook Islands Language Week, or we're coming to the end, in 2021 we spoke to this Cook Island academic who works at WinTech in the Waikato in Hamilton, Rose Masters. She joined us for a Telenor and talked about why she's so passionate about excellence in education. Enjoy.
Kurana tata kakotoa ko Rose Masters toku ingoa no atitake mai ahau mo Pāmati Jorana. I am the proud grandmother of six beautiful mokopuna. I had been blessed with four children in my life who have gathered stray. So I have about 27 children all up. And my yummy darling and I, Dale Edward, my husband from Ngāti Poruki Tahikura, Ngāti Nkaere, and I have had the pleasure of walking alongside of their journey through life. And my mokopuna are my stimulus to make a difference in the world. So that's me.
Thank you again, Rose, for that chance to speak to you and, you know, just hear a little bit about your rich heritage, your rich culture, and all happening down in Hamilton. And you're part of a exciting team at WinTech, one of the Pacifica leads there. And I was just really keen to hear what excites you about your work at WinTech and what led you there.
Oh, wow. I've been a part of the WinTech family for about 8 years now, and my original role was quite new. I've got a bit of a work history where I enter into new organisations and new roles and help develop those roles. The role that I was originally in was a pastoral and academic role, so I could teach students and I could also support them with their pastoral care needs. So anything that occurred for them that created barriers or made things a little bit more difficult, it gave me that flexibility to work alongside our WinTech community and our external community to help them achieve their goal. I was in that role for quite a long time. It morphed. Originally I was part of a degree program, and then it morphed into the professional development and adult learner space where I was supporting our staff. And so that journey brought me to the opportunity of applying for the Pacific Lead role. Originally the role was a 0.5 or a part-time role. So I thought, oh, that might hit into my world because I'm in full-time study as well. And then our Wintec family got excited about the opportunity of having two of us and brought two of us on board. So there's Colin Tua'a and myself. He is the Pacifica Lead Strategy and Engagement, and I am the Pacifica Lead Learner Success. So that's, But I think what excites me about the opportunity is that we've never had a senior leadership role that have a strong focus on Pacifica. And it's a pretty huge part. We've been in the role for around 6 months now, and the brief covers well-being, success and achievement. So it's quite a huge scope. But we've got some amazing people at Wintec, amazing people in our community who are open to support us as we journey through developing a Pacifica strategy here at Wintec.
Mm-hmm. And Rose, you know, you talked about being part and involved of a lot of firsts, and, you know, if we, you know, step back in time, you were one of the originals for the very first whānau ora social services team in Kirikiriro, and again, working with Māori and Pacifica. So this is not a new area for you, is it?
No. I think being born and bred in Tokoroa and being brought up by a village that are still playing me to this day, which I'm grateful for, provides, you know, it helps you develop these values and practice that help you understand how important working within your community and for your community. It's also vital. I think about my role in the academic space, and I'm really grateful with that. My lived experience has helped me to teach, or they helped me to research, but they also helped me to serve. So I'm really quite grateful for all the lived experience I've had in both my Pacifica community and my Māori community. My husband, I mentioned before, is from Ngāti Kuruki Kahukura and Ngāti Hokkaido. And Ngāti Kuruki Kahukura have helped bring up my children. And I'm really grateful that they've had open hearts and open hands to me and my family. So it's important that I'm serving both communities.
And with that experience and the, you know, the wraparound support and services that you're part of and you've seen, have you seen that growth of Pacifica in the Waikato? Is it continuing to increase? Why is Hamilton attracting, well, can I say, you know, what's the pull to come to Hamilton?
I'm not too sure. I'm feeling like we might have to do some a bit of a rangaa or research project or whatever. I know just walking through the Nevin Festival in the weekend, I had quite a few community members, some that I'm familiar with and some that I'm not, introduced themselves and explained that they were coming to Wintec, and or they had their sons enrolled or their daughters enrolled, and just mentioning that it was great that they had Pacifica Lead. They know some of our Pacifica team members, and I think that's one of the draw cards is the relationship we have here in Kirikiriro and the Waikato. I think they stand beyond the Hamilton boundary, but I think they're reciprocal and a meaningful relationship, and I think that it brings our Pacifica community some confidence in knowing that, you know, should they come to Wintec or should they go to university, there's going to be a collective of people that are going to support them. I know that the newsroom did an article just recently, I think last week, identifying we had a 28% increase in enrolment as compared to the 21% overall, which is huge for Wintec. It's huge for us. And so we, we really want to be ready to receive the community, you know, and we know that our relationships that we already have established are important to maintaining those relationships. Yeah, it's quite exciting. If you have more visibility, I think the initiative of the Pan Pacific Hub having events like the Nation Festival and the up-and-coming Pacifica by Nature, those are all draw cards. But I think the Pacifica leadership in Hamilton is quite strong and are all in a space where they're working in a reciprocal manner to support each other.
And speaking about that, support, the importance of, highlighting and promoting culture and language and in terms of delivering on outcomes for Pacifica people, especially in your specialised area of education, just how vital is that?
No, quite. How vital is breathing? I think,
true.
I think because culture and language are contributors to diversity, I think it's important in the wider picture because it allows us to work from our value base that is inclusive. It's probably one of the things I'm quite proud about being a Pacifica woman is knowing that the values that I've been brought up in my community are about being inclusive, and I think diversity gives us permission to invite others to collaborate and work alongside us. But I think if we can include culture and language within the context of education, which would also envelop value, different forms of communication, understanding our frames of reference, how we position ourselves and how we see the world, I think it's going to be, I think that's a really good vehicle to support Pacifica with the outcomes that they choose to attend to. Everybody has their own goals, everybody has their own levels of success, everybody has their own ideas about around what achievement is, and I think if we can integrate the cultural aspect and utilising language, I mean, we've got some pretty proactive staff at WinTech who live for our language week, just so that they can practice their greetings and extend on what it is that they've learnt from the previous year. So, and are integrating that into their classroom. Is it happening as much as what we'd like? Possibly not, but it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning for us. And we're in a space where we can start supporting everybody to move towards using more cultural aspects and concepts in the classroom and outside of the classroom, because we want our Pacifica culture to be visible in all contexts, not just in the people there.
Right.
Just as important as breathing.
I like that. I'm going to use that, by the way, Rose. For you, the feedback from your students, the Pacifica Māori students that you're working with, what do they say to you? Just how important is culture and language in terms of helping them with their studies? Because would it be fair to say 10, 20 years ago that wasn't really, it wasn't something that was embraced?
Yeah.
Is it, in comparison to now?
Yeah, I think it's vital. We just had our Pacifica Learners funnel last week, and it was well, we've given them some time to get settled, especially our first year students getting settled into this space, and we could get together. It's just an opportunity to connect and and be in, and to give them a voice about how that, how the transition into the space had been for them. Wintec's pretty strong on the learner voice, you know, really important that we're getting feedback all the time, and it helps that our certificate learners like to do it face to face with the people that mirror their community. So it's a lot easier. The Palinor is a lot more free flowing. But I think it is important, I think, understanding too that some of our learners have English as a second language. Understanding that sometimes the theoretical information or the article or the literature that's been provided to our learners doesn't meet their frame of reference, or they have no connection to it. So getting really creative and making sure they've got a theoretical baseline that can meet the needs of all our learners, not just our Pacifica learners, but our Māori, our international, everybody, so that it makes sense, but it's got some sort of meaningful context to it, to help them scaffold their brilliance. But they come in pretty brilliant, you know, they come in brilliant, with the knowledge that they have. We want them to leave Wintec feeling exceptional with the knowledge base that they had, not just brilliant. So that's the role to, support and scaffold them to be able to do that.
And equally important for you on a personal note, your connection with your Cook Island heritage. Can you talk to us about your journey and just how important it is in terms of your own work and development?
Oh, wow. Oh, great. Well, it's not something you think about unless, well, one of the things I appreciate about being at Wintec is through my experience of being quite isolated, and it's not an unfamiliar feeling. I'm sure there's a few Pacifica Spark members out there that are working quite isolated from the actual collective, have really strong ally with our papa peers. It's always really important to have your core groups come back to. And I think in the question you provided around Tampia, so we have our Hamilton Cook Island Association members who I absolutely love. I love being connected to them. I live for our monthly meetings. And if you were an observer in our meeting, there's a whole lot more laughing than there was discussion around what needs to be done. But we still get things done. We've got some amazing, I refer to them as leaders. I think we've got some amazing leaders in Hampshire. And I think those relationships have supported my well-being. And they've reminded me of who I am. They affirm who I am. And more so, they remind me of the humility that our Cook Islands people work from. And I think when I think about Walter Tuakana and his wife Tiare and their commitment to teaching drums and our songs and our dance, you know, it's just never ending. And then we have Rauruina Kua, who works with our pā metua. And I mean, it's the aspirational to see the care that she puts in, and that Walter and Tiare take the time, you know, every week to be with our tamariki and our mokopuna to teach them our culture. And then we had our real pillars in our community, like Auntie Edie Ford, who just in her presence was nothing but positivity. So I've got I'm surrounded by some really strong leaders in our Cook Island community, as well as my support network in Pukoroa. So because I was born and bred there, right. I've got this bridge between Pukoroa and Hamilton, which was really, I feel blessed. I feel blessed because I've got resources to who I am and what I'm about. And they'll be the first ones to sit me down and have a conversation if my path, if I lose my path. I think about my cousin Mariama, she'd be the first one to tell me.
And talking about those strong links that you have with home, you know, with Tokoroa and Hamilton, and just the diversity in terms of your fluent in Te Reo, Cook Island Māori, and how does that all, you know, link in with your own whānau, with their own journey and learning about their diverse culture?
Well, I think the opportunity of walking alongside my children and then learning Māori, you know, Aotearoa Māori reo, and their culture was a real blessing. Even if they had been brought up in Tokoroa, I think they probably would have stayed in Hununga reo. And I'm grateful that I had an understanding and a comprehension of Te Reo Māori Aotearoa, because when I'm with my community, it's easier for me to understand. And that's actually an area that I'm working towards developing in my own Cook Island Māori language. I think it's important because it gives me an opportunity to explore more of our narrative and our history, our akapapa'anga, our genealogy. And I think too, because I'm one of the board members for the Cook Islands Development Agency New Zealand,
right.
It's encouraged me more to make a move in that area. I think it's important that I be able to converse with my community in the reo that makes us quite uniquely Cook Island,
right.
If that makes sense.
Mm. And with that comes a responsibility, doesn't it? It's, you know, you're out there, you're the face in terms of higher education for our Pasifika. So how do you continue to motivate our Pasifika students amidst a global pandemic, amidst everything else going on in someone's life? How do you keep that momentum going?
Well, that's a huge question, because I think about the COVID experience and how I can talk to Wintec's response was pretty amazing. Not just, and I say that because it was a new learning for all of us.
Yeah.
But I am confident that our learners were informed, they were supported, the staff were informed and supported, and we just stayed on the business. We stayed on the business and on the business of people and keeping connected. And it was great to see how the shift wasn't just about learning the context of the theory that was required for the program that you were in. It was about how are you? Are you going to be okay? What else can we do for you type of conversation?
Right.
I think about keeping our Pasifika people motivated, they just have to find the right why. I think if we can find the right why, and I think that comes with just being present, connecting with people, building relationships, hearing our narrative, hearing our lived experience, because learning begins with a vision. I know with myself, I never anticipated being in doctoral study. I never ever, that was never part of my vision.
Right.
There was no way I wanted to but it was something that was part of my why, or part of my why is to see what makes an effective practitioner in the tertiary space, working from heart, and it was a big enough why for me. So if we can sit with our Pacifica community and find out what their why is, your why might be just to report a better quality of life by having a qualification that's going to allow them to get a job that fits them. And maybe that they want to enhance their quality of life and want to start their own business. Or they want to create pieces of art so that they can make the Pacifica visible in our communities, whatever their why is. So yeah, that would be one of the things that I would encourage to get people motivated, is just find out what their why is by being present, by connecting and building that relationship.
And for you, you know, personally, the why, completing your master's in Indigenous Applied Practice, tell us about that.
Oh my God, what a journey. I actually, when I went into He Waka Heringa, which was the master's program, I sat in a room full of 39 other people who knew exactly why they were in the space and what they were about. And I remember looking at, because it was myself and another Samoan student at the Red Island, two that were placed in the category of Pacifica. Sitting there, and I said, oh, sister, I think somebody made a mistake in the enrollment. And we both laughed. It was just to be in a space with such confident people. And what I realised was having those experiences remind me how our Pacifica students feel when they come into the space. It's not a nice feeling. I did study, the study that I did developed a framework called Ara Api'i, Jakapa'anga, which was a pathway to teach, learn and practice. And the four concepts attached to that were based around manako, the mind, knowing, the nako, which is a sensory pedagogy around the heart, kōpū, which was really about exploring identity and belonging, and vairua, which were the methods that would support in being able to explore all those areas. And, so it was a really, to have I had Cook Island Knowledge Holder, which fed into the study, and about another 100 participants in that study who were all first year, second year, and third year students and staff. It fed into the development of that, of the homework. And so currently my study in the doctoral space is to develop narcoology, which is a term that I made up, because that's what you do in research, make up new knowledge. Narcoology is narco pedagogy and intelligence, so narco being the harp, pedagogy being ways of doing things, and intelligence being knowing and knowledge. But yeah, I was just working with some practitioners to break that down. The both studies came out of being questioned. I was questioned about how I engaged with people. And it seemed to be a lot different from what was the norm in the tertiary space. And I knew that there were pockets of people that were working similar to how I was. So it was an opportunity to sort of question and debate, well, actually, how our group might be a bit of all right, but we might need to break it down and see what that actually looks like. Oh yeah, but it's me and my study, the continuing saga.
And the ongoing saga and the journey, of course, that you are travelling down there in Kirikiriroa. What would you say to our Pasifika who are at a point where they're like, I really don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I can study. I need to work. I'm going through all these, you know, different transformations in my life. What would you say to them from your own journey? What would you say to them?
Oh, I think anybody that's going to engage in a conversation with me is probably going to get some insight into my own lived experience. I think when I did my first degree, I had 4 children under 5. I was working 3 different jobs. My husband was working, but was in and out of the out of town because we were cooking out of town. So I think, and I think about some of the experiences I've had. I've been unwell twice in my life, in my study life. With the terminal prognosis, you know, the potential terminal prognosis, is everybody hears cancer and they think, oh no, but I was like, oh no, I'm getting my degree, I need to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got no time for that. So there's understanding, on the side, the holistic impact and being able to talk to them and, being able to say, actually, here's some people that have walked similar paths here. And it's not to say that we've walked the same path, but it's ridiculous thought because how we manage things is very different. But, I think if you know that you've walked your talk and stuck with your truth and are being honest, you know, I'm pretty honest with people who are exploring study, but I'm also pretty good at finding solutions too and ways of amending any potential barriers. But ultimately, it comes to the people, you know.
You're listening to Planet FM 104.6. We went down memory lane there on PW Live in season 2 of our podcast back in 2021. We spoke with the senior academic staff member at WinTech down in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, Cook Island academic Rose Masters. So thanks for tuning in and joining us here. We're with you for another maybe 20 minutes, and it is good to have your company, so thanks for staying with us. Let's continue with some music just for you. Here we go. It's a bit of Pacific Soul. B.I.S. Eva, right here on PW Live, connecting our voices.
My father, S.S.N.I. Finger, mowing a bit time.
FM 104.6, that is Te Vaka with Te Hiva. And Te Vaka, the man behind Te Vaka, Opetaia Fawai, if you didn't know, a very popular tokalaon group, also featured on the Moana soundtrack. And Opetaia Fawai is a very well-known musician, award-winning artist throughout the Pacific and throughout Oceania. And he will be recognised at this year's 2025 Pacific Music Awards. He will be given the Lifetime Achievement for his amazing array of music. So you've just had a sample there of what they have produced over years and years of music. So congratulations to Opetaia Fawai. And we'll continue with the music. Do hope your Saturday afternoon is going well. It's a little bit nippy here, and my husband is and my mother-in-law are away in Melbourne, and I understand the weather is a little bit cold over there, so I hope you're all wrapped up nice and warm there with Brenda and Angel keeping you company. Let's continue with the music, and here's a little bit of Black Rose. It's Narsal. Right here on BW Live, we're on Planet FM 104.6, connecting our voices.
Yeah. Ole tawa luna, ole afai ule uma. Ole tawa luna, ole afai ule uma.
Planet FM 104.6 with PW Live. That was Marina Davis. Music there from Samoa, Ole Tau Lunga. That is a very popular song in our culture, especially when we engage in Siva Samoa. So I hope you did enjoy that. Make sure you stay tuned to Planet FM. We've got such a great range and diverse group of voices coming through here. Also, we'll have more podcasts with you on PW Live over the next few weeks. So we really do appreciate you tuning in and spending this time with us. We're about 5 minutes before we say goodbye, but we'll be back with you next week. So thank you so much for your time with us. We have enjoyed it. Well, I have enjoyed it. And make sure you keep on listening right here. Till next Saturday, take care, stay warm, and we'll leave you with some wonderful music from the Kingdom of Tonga. It's Small Axe. 104.6 Planet FM, and we are Pacifica Wire, PW Live, connecting our voices.
no mami kamo si o ka hau he taloni oe oli ta tapu tapu kala unui kua le ki vai ki pangatapu fautasi kua liwa e he tu i haapai he moko e ne toka i re whanga i he si Molea atohi Kaliho taku I mo whakawhetai
Because